to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, March 17th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the U.S. spy state has turned against itself. Then, the EU's stunning hypocrisy on Crimea. And what part of shall not be infringed does the ATF not understand? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I don't get scared when I see black ski masks and black helicopters and checkpoints. That's our darling government. I like a proctology exam by the SWAT team commander.
Well, there's an amazing turn of events this weekend. As the Crimea declared its independence from Ukraine, the U.S. and the EU demonized them for doing the same thing that Ukraine did. And then we see that Ukraine is threatening Crimea for doing what they just did from Russia. Meanwhile, we see that it's going to be no price is too great to pay to get the what the U.S. and the EU governments want. And pro-Russian Crimeans toast the future with Moscow after a vote. They say flags, chants, music, and plenty of alcohol fill the streets of Crimea's main cities after voters backed joining Russia and breaking away from Ukraine in a disputed referendum. Now, we see that there are independence movements, secession movements going on in Scotland from the UK and Quebec from Canada. There's talk about Venice wanting to secede from Italy. And, of course, many people in the states are trying to separate parts of Colorado or New York from the same states. This is something that is a fundamental right of people to decide where their governments are going to be and what level they're going to be. And yet, while they can celebrate it in some areas, they demonize it in others. And it's interesting to note that the Crimea was always an independent, autonomous region under both the Soviet Union and under the Russian Confederation. Paul Joseph Watson points out the EU's stunning hypocrisy in the Crimea. He says, following yesterday's referendum, in which people in the Black Sea Peninsula voted 97% in favor of becoming a part of the Russian Federation, the EU responded by slapping sanctions on 21 Russian and Ukrainian officials, declaring the referendum to be illegal. Even when the Irish voters rejected the Lisbon Treaty, he points out, in 2008, the EU simply changed the rules that mandated that the treaty could only be passed with a unanimous vote from all member states and passed it anyway, flying in the face of any notion of democracy. That's right. Whenever it's to their advantage, they declare how much they love secession and declarations of independence and home rule and self-determination. But if it's not to their advantage, if it's a political move that they think is not something that they want, then they demonize it. And we see that happening here. Now, Ukraine is now going to double down and is threatening war over with Crimea. They're preparing for war, as Kurt Nemo points out, after the Crimean vote. And this is the quote from the defense minister. He said, Crimea was, is, and will be our territory. Tough talk there. Also, the Russians do not expect Ukraine to honor the deadline of the treaty set for March 21st and leave the Crimea, even though they have said that they would, because of talk like that from the defense minister and what we see from the Ukrainian president. He said, the threat of war is real. We're strengthening our defense capacity. Ukraine is ready to defend its territory. And then the prime minister also said, this is our land. This is Prime Minister Yatsenyuk, or Yats, as the State Department calls him. Our fathers and grandfathers have spilled their blood on this island. We won't budge a single centimeter from Ukrainian land. Let Russia and its president know this. So we have the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian prime minister, the defense minister, essentially saying they're going to go to war for Crimea leaving the Ukraine, even though the Ukraine left Russia. And the Crimea did it peacefully, unlike the Ukraine. Now, listen to what America is doing, and this is what really should concern us, because there's a lot that's going on internally in these countries. It should be a American foreign policy that the founders gave us that we not get entangled in these foreign entanglements, in these foreign intrigues. We don't know everything that's going in the Ukraine, but we do know that this is being pushed by globalist bankers, and we know that it's being pushed by those who work for the military industrial complex, like Senator John McCain, who is trying to push everything to get us into war. He says they only have a few thousand combat troops, talking about the Ukraine, and would be overwhelmed by the Russians if it came to that. One of their urgent requests is to have us, the American government, supply them with weapons, supplying the Ukrainians against the Russians, said McCain. I will be urging our administration to arrange that transfer as quickly as possible. That's right. No matter what it takes, we need to go right to the edge of Russia and push them into war. Kurt Nemo also points out in another article, the U.S. and the EU say that making Europeans suffer is a, quote, price worth paying in order to punish Russia over the Ukraine. Obama called Vladimir Putin over the weekend and told him that the Crimea will never be recognized by the United States or the international community. And we also hear from the Washington Post that the West could also suffer costs if Russia cuts off energy supplies to Europe and further squeezes the Ukrainian economy. But Western officials say that is a price they're willing to pay and have pledged support to the Ukraine. Sounds very much like what Madeleine Albright said during the Clinton administration when she was asked if the Iraq sanctions were worth the price of 500,000 children in Iraq dying because they couldn't get food, medical supplies, other things. And she said, it was worth it. It was a price worth paying. You see, they don't think that your life or the lives of anyone, any human being, whether they're an American or whether they're a Ukrainian or a Crimean or an Iraqi, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is their political agenda. And no matter what price you pay, it's worth it to them. Because they're going to play Russian roulette, as Kurt Nemo points out in his article, as Alex Jones has said. They've got Russian roulette going with a loaded pistol. And the only question is, every one of the chambers has got a round in it. The only question is, what are they going to shoot? Are they going to shoot themselves or us in the foot or in the head? That's the only question. Is it going to be a trade war, a cold war, a nuclear war? They don't really care as long as they get their political wishes accomplished. Are the Russians afraid of trade sanctions? Well, it appears not. Now, this is an economic advisor to Vladimir Putin. His name is Sergei Glazyev, and he said that Russia can dodge any proposed U.S. sanctions by switching to other currencies and creating its own payment system. He went on to claim that Moscow would recommend that everyone get rid of their U.S. Treasury bonds if the U.S. froze the assets of Russian public institutions and private investors, and he added that Russia would also have to default on its loans to American banks. It doesn't sound like they're very intimidated. It also was denied, however, by a Kremlin official who denounced his remarks and said that he did not speak for the Russian government. So clearly what they're doing here is they're throwing out a trial balloon, firing this comment out to see how the reaction is, telling people that they're not going to be pushed around. Clearly, that is a possibility. It is a clear possibility that they might destroy the advantage that the United States has had by being the world's reserve currency with petrodollars. Now, in more stunning hypocrisy, we see Dianne Feinstein saying yesterday on the news that she wants private drones to be taken out. You know, she has a problem with bloggers exercising their free speech. She has a problem with people owning guns if they don't work for the government. And, of course, she was very intimidated by seeing a drone at her house, even though the drone didn't have any camera and didn't have any missiles. Jakari Jackson has more on that.
When is a drone picture a benefit to society? When does it become stalking? When does it invade privacy? How close to a home can a drone go? I'm in my home and there's a demonstration out front and I go to peek out the window and there's a drone facing me. Well, whoever was running it turned it around quickly and it crashed.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is very concerned about her personal privacy, but thinks it's just peachy keen for other American citizens to be spied on. The senator claims that the CIA violated the Fourth Amendment rights of herself and her colleagues, a claim that the CIA denies. No surprise there.
The matter is being dealt with in the appropriate way, being looked at by the right authorities, and the facts will come out. But let me assure you that CIA in no way was spying on the SSCI or the Senate. We greatly respect the separation of powers between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and we're going to do everything possible to work with the committee in the future on its report.
With a former CIA director being spied on, it wouldn't surprise me at all that anyone in the U.S., or any place in the world for that matter, could fall victim to the prying eyes of Big Brother. And the CIA isn't the only alphabet agency in on the fun. New Snowden documents show that the NSA is pretending to be Facebook in order to infect computers with tracking malware. This, of course, is to say nothing of the government spying via webcams, laptops, Xboxes, and cell phones. So let this be a reminder to the powers that be. Suppression of rights may start at the bottom, but it always creeps towards the top. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
That's right. Don't shoot any video of Dianne Feinstein with a drone, but she doesn't have a problem if Obama shoots innocent people in wedding parties using a drone. And of course, I guess we could say, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn all of your drones in, just like your guns. See, the Senate is allowed to have privacy, but you're not allowed to have privacy. The Senate and the politicians could have complete control of media, but you need to get a license if you're going to be a blogger. You need to be licensed as legitimate press individual. And of course, they have cameras everywhere, but don't even think about putting one on a drone. Now, she also had this to say. She said, this is a whole new world. Yeah, it sure is. And it has many complications. What is an appropriate law enforcement use for a drone? When do you have to have a warrant and when do you not have to have a warrant? What's the appropriate governmental use for a drone? See, in her world, in her brave new world, you and I don't have any tools of technology, of surveillance, of protection. We can't protect ourselves with video or with guns. Only the government has it. So in her view, all I need to do is see what the government can do, because for you and I, it's simply going to be banned. Now, we can see this also with other alphabet agencies. Look at what the ATF did over the weekend. Last week, we reported that they were being held back by a restraining order from a judge. Well, it turns out you can't restrain the ATF. Yeah, they're just like Judge Dredd. As Kit Daniels reports, ATF agents equipped with M4s and plate armor conducted a raid on Ares Armor in National City, California. And as he's pointing out, this is really a way to intimidate their customers. They had arbitrarily declared a particular product that was being made by this company to be illegal. And so they were going to confiscate not only those, but the names of the people who had purchased those things. And that firearms company, to their credit, fought very hard to try to keep the names of the people who had purchased those things private. But of course, the ATF ignored the order. They got another judge to overrule that order, a higher court to overrule that, and went in and seized it as an armed raid. They were very much afraid for their safety, as they should be, because we've seen over and over again how these things go. Now, the issue here is that you've got yet another case where an alphabet agency, whether it's the ATF or the IRS or the DEA or the EPA or the FDA, all of these alphabet tyranny agencies have begun acting like Judge Dredd. They write the law. They judge whether or not you are in violation of their law. They enforce the law. You have no presumption of innocence, and you don't get to go to a court. They're judge, jury, executioner, and legislator. And that's what's going on with all of these organizations. We just saw the same thing happen with the EPA last week with a farmer in Montana who put a pond on his farm. They write new regulations, and then they come after you in their own courts with their own enforcers. Now, we also see that the TSA turned out in force today at St. Patrick's Day. Today, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. As Adan Salazar points out, the mammoth federal agency continues its unchallenged invasion of non-transportation-related events. Maybe the purpose of the TSA at the St. Patrick's Day events was to remind us of another infamous group that fought secession and home rule, and that would be the Black and Tans. Now, we also learned today that the Internet, the last part of the Internet, is going to be turned over to some global body. Who? We don't exactly know yet. The Commerce Department announced that they're going to start the process of transitioning oversight of the Internet's domain name system, that's DNS, to a non-governmental entity. They said they look forward to ICON convening stakeholders across the global Internet community to craft an appropriate transition plan. Well, the question is, who are the stakeholders? Who is the global Internet community that this is going to be turned over to? And we've had some pushback from some Republicans, which is a good thing. They've said, Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, said the, quote, global Internet community that this would empower has no First Amendment. But the question is, who are they? And when we see people talking about stakeholders and global organizations that are not governmental, which is what they're saying, they're not going to turn it over to a government organization or a group of governments. So who are they going to turn this over to? Is this going to be to the Trans-Pacific Partnership? Is this going to be some provision of that? Because we see them talking about stakeholders with that. We see them coming after our Internet freedom using the kind of techniques of copyright protection that they tried to put on us with SOPA, PIPA, CISPA, and ACTA. Which globalist group is going to get control of the Internet? We'll have to wait and see, but we know that they rigged the game. And right after the break, Leanne McAdoo is going to be telling us how they use weapons of mass distraction. And then Dr. Group is going to have the next installment of vital health information for you, so stay tuned.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, it's that time of year again when reality contestants are so desperate for fame that they're willing to sign their rights away in order to win. But here's a little reality for you. The game is rigged. A leaked contract shows contestants for The Voice must agree to being shown in a disparaging, defamatory, and embarrassing light. The 32-page contract details how producers can cut anyone from the lineup, break and change rules of the competition at their discretion, script winners, and send the talent for psychological tests and then broadcast the results. The ironclad contract also makes sure that these reality show wannabes can't sue NBC afterward for public humiliation. According to former Dancing with the Stars contestant and Olympian Hope Solo, that show is also fixed. Solo says a secret memo floats around to determine who will be ousted each week. When she learned her team was on the chopping block, she and her partner caused a little drama during the live segment of the show, just so producers couldn't resist keeping them around for the ratings. Just like Katniss and her flaming suit in The Hunger Games. But when you don't play by the script, TV execs, producers, and the fans get mad. Recently, one of the most hated contestants in The Bachelor's history caused outrage when he didn't want to share details of his personal life after the show had ended. Even the show host became bitter toward the star for not playing by the rules.
Express your feelings.
This is the time to shine.
Like, this is what the show is about. Like,
the show is about somebody meeting someone and falling in love and being happy. And,
so did you?
You know, I'm...
Did you fall
I'm with
love?
Somebody.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Huh?
I don't know what I'm looking
you
at.
You don't. We do.
Let's get real. All reality programming is meticulously manufactured by the networks. This mass distraction is big business. There isn't a game out there that isn't rigged.
Gamblers have been able to get to soccer players to get them to fix matches. They've been able to get to tennis players, got them to fix matches. Cricket players, got them to fix matches. They can get to our college athletes and get them to fix matches. Why do we believe the NFL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, all these are immune from such corruption when you look around the United States and you see corruption in everything, be it business, politics, or even religion, unfortunately. They are an entertainment industry. They are show business. They will argue this. They have argued this in front of the Supreme Court. And because they are show business, they can legally manipulate their own games and get away for it. If the NFL wanted to fix the Super Bowl, they could do it legally, and no one has any recourse or legal obligations to fight them on that.
But we don't want to be in a rigged system. We want a system where the individual is empowered and the playing field is level. But when you have a media that prides itself on being fake, you get fake contests, rigged elections, and pseudo-news with teleprompter readers. Anything can be inserted into the script, and the anchor only needs to be talented enough just to read fiction to the public.
Crash, KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
No country in the world idolizes celebrity quite like the U.S. It's the bread and circuses concept designed to distract us from our real problems. The Matrix wants you enslaved in its simulation, but it's time to swallow the red pill of reality.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, tonight we have for you the fourth installment of a series with Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group on how to manage your health naturally. Now, of course, stress is a factor that can actually kill you. So how can you deal with it safely and effectively? Here's the answer.
This is probably the least known one and most definitely the health secret that most people don't know how to address. They don't know what they're even doing with it. They're so stressed out to begin with, they don't know how to eliminate their stress. So tell us your health secret for the elimination of stress and therefore the culmination of health and a better life.
Well, my health secret number four is reduce your stress levels. And that's probably one of the hardest things for people to learn how to do because people don't really recognize stress and how damaging it is on the body. I mean, we have so many stressors involved in today's society. I mean, you have negativity constantly that's being preached on the news. You have, you can be in a state of stress driving your car, eating your food. So what we have, and at work, it too, you know, being overloaded, or mothers at home with kids and just juggling so many things in your life that constantly, with our research, we're looking at the factor of stress and degenerative disease. I mean, especially when you start putting all the toxins from air and water and food and microbes and electromagnetic radiation, which is a big causer of stress, those frequencies constantly bombarding your mind. And when you get all these toxic chemicals that are up in your mind, MSG, cadmium, mercury, lead, endocrine disrupting chemicals, phthalates, all these that can be excitotoxins. That is the cause of stress and depression and anxiety, because even if you're depressed, let's say, most likely you're stressed. Even if you're having anxiety, most likely you're stressed. There's two different types of stress. There's distress and there's eustress. So eustress would be a good form of stress and distress would be a bad form of stress. When you're exhibiting the bad form of stress, your body's immune system immediately goes down by 50%. You're not feeling good. It's hard for your body to process because your body goes into what's called the sympathetic state instead of the parasympathetic state. The parasympathetic state is when your body's relaxed. And the sympathetic state is the fight or flight response that you're in. And that is when your body, the blood goes to the internal organs and you're needed to, you know, preserve your energy. And that's when you get that anxiety. And that's when you usually have these states where you're highly energetic and then you crash down because your body is constantly going in a fight or flight response scenario. So negative emotional patterns, aggression, fear, resentment, jealousy, all the negative emotions can cause stress on the body. The solutions for that are taking walks in nature, meditation, exercise, yoga. You know, the fastest way actually to bring the body from a sympathetic state into a parasympathetic state, and I recommend this to everybody, especially families around dinner time, everybody's had a busy day, is to sit still and take 9 deep breaths. Take a deep breath through the nose and then out through the mouth 9 times. And they've done studies that that is the fastest way to bring you from a stressful situation into a parasympathetic situation.
Well, you said that's like a magical number, and I've seen it done in your practice. You still consult with a few people. I've seen it in person, and they were just freaking out, had deep depression, anxiety, couldn't even sit straight, and you said 9 deep breaths, and they said, I don't believe it. They did it, and they were in a perfect state of calm. I watched it happen, and it does work. 9 deep breaths is literally the secret to calming down and removing anxiety.
Well, and a lot of people and children that have allergies, you know, when you eat food in a sympathetic state, your body recognizes it as a toxin. So, of course, it's going to fight it off. A lot of the problems with allergies can be solved if you just bring yourself into a parasympathetic state before you eat. That's another reason why everybody's constipated out there, is because the body doesn't want to relax. The intestines won't relax. The muscles around the intestines won't relax if you're in a sympathetic state. The only time they relax is when you're in a parasympathetic state. And that's why a lot of people have bowel movements in the morning, because they've had time to relax when they were sleeping at night and they just go to the bathroom fairly easy. Or in the afternoon or in the evening sometime when they're relaxed, they'll have another bowel movement, when we should be having multiple bowel movements a day. But right now, the average person is going to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a week instead of 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow.
So, you know, look for the things in your life that make you happy. Look for what you love to do. You know, I used to ask patients when they came in, what do you do for fun? And a lot of them couldn't even answer that question. So you really have to look at yourself and say, what makes me happy? What makes me laugh? What can I do for fun? And how can I easily reduce my stress levels? Even if you're at the office, you can take a break. It takes only 2 minutes or so to do 9 deep breaths. And you'll notice amazing differences in your body, because it's the fastest way to bring yourself back to a parasympathetic state.
Well, that's it for tonight's news. Please consider getting a subscription to Prison Planet TV. It helps us support our operation. You can share that with up to 10 people at the same time. It's the way we fund our operation. It's the way we get the news out, and it's a great way for you to wake up your friends, your relatives. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Alex. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.